special favor of Allah. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Once again, I welcome you back to our silsila, The Adornment of the Saint, in which, as previously, we discuss the lives of the great friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the great saints, the great awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. As usual, we shall first begin by listening to one of the many virtues of reciting durood, reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He states that the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that he who recites durood, salat, once upon me in a day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bless him 10 times. He shall forgive 10 of his sins and elevate him 10 stages in rank. Subhanallah. This is the virtue of just sending salat once upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. No doubt, if you all made it a habit to consistently recite the root upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then the reward in this, the virtues in this, will be unimaginable. I humbly encourage and exhort every Islamic brother and sister to make it a habit to recite the root on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam every single day, a minimum of 313 times. May Allah azza wa jal grant us all the ability to recite the root in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, again in our silsila, the adornment of the saints, we are discussing another great giant of history, another great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not any ordinary person, but one of the four imams of the school of thoughts. We previously discussed the life of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, similarly Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, and today we will inshallah azza wa jal listen to the biography of none other than the great Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu, he was different from the other imams in many aspects. One such aspect was his love for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this word Ahmad, this is such a name, this name Ahmad, is a name that we regularly come across. Wherever we will go, we will hear a person is named Ahmad. But when we say Imam Ahmad, or when we are talking about fiqh, we are talking about Islam, we are talking about the rulings of Islamic jurisprudence, then when the name Ahmad is mentioned, only one Ahmad comes to mind, and that is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born in the great month of Rabi'un Nur, Rabi'ul Awwal, the same month the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born. And he was born in the year 164 after Hijri. This is 14 years after the great Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu passed away. So again, he was from that generation, the Taba' Tabi'een. He was from that generation which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself praised, amongst the greatest generations mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His full name was Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal. Now, this means Ahmad, the son of Muhammad, was the son of Hanbal. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he is famously affiliated to not his father but his grandfather. And one of the many reasons mentioned for this is that because of that, Imam Ahmad radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was a child, he was only about 3 or 4 years old. When he was a child, his father passed away. And that is why Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu is known as Ahmad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani. Now the father of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he passed away when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was very young. But the mother of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, she played a great role, a very critical and important role in the life of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Coming to the description of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, it's mentioned that he had a beautiful face. He was of a mediocre height, and he would color his beard with henna. He would wear white clothes, and he would beautify or adorn his head with the imama, the blessed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he loved to talk about the akhirah. He talked regularly about death and less about this life, and he loved to spend his life in the state of poverty. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu was, subhanallah, he was lucky to be brought up, or immediately at a young age encouraged to seek knowledge of Islam, to seek ilmi deen, knowledge of jurisprudence and other things. Since he was young, his mother and his uncle, they encouraged him and they exhorted him to strive to seek knowledge of Islam. And he said that when he was young, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, at an extremely young age, he memorized the Quran. And he said that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, that he maintained a high standard of honesty in everything he did. When he would go and search for knowledge, he was not like any other ordinary individual. He was not like other students of knowledge, we can say. Where other students of knowledge, normally there's ostentation and, you know, showing off and other things. But it's mentioned about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, that when he would go to study, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he would hide his books. He would hide his books in order not to show the people that he is a student of knowledge or he is a scholar. Ahmadiyya Islamic Brothers, even when he was at a young age, the people would know him, even his teachers, as the pious young man. Subhanallah. Says Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu. And he loved knowledge. He gave so much to seek knowledge of Islam, knowledge of jurisprudence. And it said that he would wake up before the time of Fajr. He would wake up at the time of Tahajjud, and he would intend to leave his house to go to a teacher to seek knowledge of Islam. But when he would get up and he would perform his Tahajjud prayer, when he intended to leave, it said that his mother would stop him. A mother caring for her child, she would say, "Don't go now, it is dark. Go later." And he said that throughout his whole life, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he acted upon the saying of his mother, and he would not go out in the night. He would not go out early, so early in the morning before Fajr. Subhanallah. This was the love and the respect, the reverence he possessed for his mother. There's another example that when he was young, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu was intending to cross the great river of the Tigris. Now this river is a huge river. And his mother, she said to him that, "Oh son, do not cross this river." Now later in his life, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu was walking with one of his friends, Hazrat Yahya radhiyallahu anhu. And Hazrat Yahya said to him, now let's cross this river. And let's go to the other side of the river. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he says, no, I cannot cross the river. Because once, when I intended to cross the river, my mother, she said to me, do not cross the river. And for this reason, I do not intend to cross the river. Subhanallah. This was the love that he possessed for his own mother. And the subservientship that he had for his mother, subhanallah, is unimaginable. Now he went out, unlike the other imams who would not go too far, or they didn't immigrate to other lands in order to seek knowledge. Because knowledge was given in their own lands, in their own countries. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he travelled far and wide. But Imam Ahmad, he was extremely poor. And he did not possess hardly any wealth at all. And he was so poor that when he did intend to leave or to go to another country to seek knowledge, he would not have the means to go there and seek knowledge. He said that once, he said to his friend Hazrat Yahya radhiyallahu anhu that we should go to Yemen. Let's go to Yemen and seek knowledge from the great saint, the great muhaddith, Hazrat Abdul Razak ibn Hammam radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Yahya said, that's fine, yes, how should we go, how should we get there? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, let's walk it. Subhanallah. Whenever he would travel to Mecca to perform the pilgrimage, to perform Hajj. He would travel to Yemen. He would travel to many countries. But each and every country he went walking without any means of transport. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, and his love for knowledge, his love for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, being such a great student, he no doubt became a great teacher. And he said that Imam Ahmad radhiyallahu anhu, he did not teach until he reached the age of 40, when all of his teachers, especially his most revered teacher, his great teacher, the one he loved the most, Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu, where he did not teach until they had passed away from this world. And that's when he began to teach. And he said that initially he didn't have much of a large circle, but as he began to teach, he had the largest circle that was known to anybody. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, again coming to the love he possessed for his mother, he said that he also did not marry until he reached the age of 40. And giving the reason why, it's mentioned that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he could not risk to favor any other woman over his mother. Subhanallah. And when he did marry, my dear Islamic brothers, when he did marry, subhanallah, being the head of his house, the respect is mentioned that he showed to his beloved wife and that which he showed to his children. No doubt the attitude of the parents plays a great role in the future characteristics of the children. He said that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, when his wife, when she passed away after having buried her, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he says that throughout my whole life with my wife, I have never argued with her even once. And upon being asked as to how is this possible, how is it that you did not argue with her even once, he says that whenever my wife intended to argue with me, I would just remain silent. And whenever I intended to argue with my wife, she too would remain silent. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, a great example, not only in going out and seeking knowledge, not only as a teacher, but also as a husband. Subhanallah. And he said that his purity of the heart, it affected his whole life. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he actually loved poverty. He loved being poor, living a poor life, living the life of the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he would not accept any gifts. Neither would he accept any money from anybody. So much so that once it became a time when the Khalifa actually loved and revered Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu so much. But yet he would not accept any gifts from him. Now the Khalifa, when he would insist on giving him gifts, Imam Ahmad radhiyallahu anhu, if he was to accept it, he would quickly distribute it amongst the people before allowing it to even enter his house. Subhanallah. And he said that the Khalifa, upon seeing this, that he would actually present gifts to the children of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. These children, they would accept the gifts. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, when he heard that these children of his, that his own children who were not very young, but when he heard that they accepted gifts or they accepted money from the government, he said to them, "I will no longer eat at your house, nor will I sleep at your house." Allahu Akbar. He spent 70 years of his life in poverty. That once Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was traveling, and when night came, he decided to rest in a masjid. And as he was resting, he said that the security guard, he came and he shook him and he woke him up. And he said to him that, "You are not allowed to sleep here." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu was worried, "What shall I do?" So, and then he said that he began and he slept on the stairs of the masjid. So again this person, he comes and he shakes Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu and he wakes him up. And he doesn't only wake him up, but he said that he grips him by the legs, he holds his legs, and he pulls Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu and he leaves him in the street. And then a baker comes and he discovers that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he is laying down or he has been brought to the street. And he says to him, he says, "You can come to my bakery and you can rest there, you can sleep there." So thankful Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he says, "Okay, that's fine, thank you very much, I will come and I will rest there." And that's exactly what he did. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he was observing this baker. And it said about this baker that what he was doing was, whilst he was kneading the dough, Imam Ahmad radhiyallahu anhu, he saw that he would continuously recite the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say, "Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar." He would say, "Astaghfirullah." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he was quite amazed by this. And he says to him, he says, "Oh baker, how often do you do this? Is this what you do every single night?" That baker said, "Yes, this is what I do every single night." Now Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he says that by virtue of this or through the blessings of this, have you realized anything? Have you experienced anything? And that baker, he says, "Yes." He says that I constantly do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me in return is whatever dua I make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately accepts that dua. Subhanallah. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua except from one dua, which I have not seen to come to appearance as of yet. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he asks him, he says, "What is this one dua?" That baker, he tells him. He says that I have supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many, many times, and whatever I have asked, it has been granted to me. But one supplication is that, "Ya Allah," he said, "that I supplicate to be granted the vision or to meet Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu." But he says, "As of yet, unfortunately, I have not been blessed to meet him." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu replies, he says, "So you were the reason why I was woken from the masjid and why I was dragged. I was pulled from my feet into the streets." He says that, "Oh my friend, I am Ahmad bin Hanbal." Subhanallah. This was the fame that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu possessed. But not only this, it shows that he lived in poverty. And you would not be able to tell the difference between him and any other average person. Subhanallah, the life Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu lived. Amongst his teachers was Imam Abu Yusuf radhiyallahu anhu, who was the senior student of Imam Al-Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu. Similarly, he studied with Ibn Mahdi and the great Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu. From his students, subhanallah, were people that Imam Bukhari radhiyallahu anhu, who themselves were giants. Imam Bukhari radhiyallahu anhu, who wrote the Sahih Bukhari. Similarly, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmidhi, subhanallah. Unfortunately, as we mentioned, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he would reside in Baghdad. And Baghdad was such a place which was not only the center for Islamic knowledge, but it was also influenced, unfortunately, by philosophy, by logic, and also Greek mythology. Now, initially, this did not have an effect on the people. But gradually, as time went by, it said that the new Khalifa, or that person who's made the Khalifa, he was influenced by some evil, some deviant beliefs. And he said that this Khalifa, he also possesses belief. And not only did he possess this, but he decided to enforce this belief upon each and every individual of Baghdad. And he began by enforcing it upon the Imams. And he said that he executed many Imams, many Shuyukh. And then the time came when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he was also approached by the government. And they asked him this question, that do you possess this belief? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, such a giant who feared nobody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, yes, I possess this belief. And I can prove this belief from the Quran. You cannot prove your belief. But these people, they did not care whether or not he could prove it. They wished to enforce his belief upon each and every person. So it said that, ma'azallah, they imprisoned Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he was shackled, he was chained, arrested, and he was brought to the prison. And when he was taken to the prison, it said that he was subjected to many different methods of torture, and he was tortured. One of those was to be forced to stand for many days, and he spent a lot of time in prison. And he would constantly be whipped and whipped again. And he said that he would be whipped until he came to such a state that he would fall unconscious. And when he regained consciousness, again he would be whipped. Now, the time he was being whipped, he said that it was the time of the blessed month of Ramadan, when the Muslims would fast. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, he too, although he was in such a state, he too would fast. And the people that would offer him water, some prisoners would offer him water and say, come drink. But he would say, no. That if I die in such a state, I would wish to die. Or I would wish to meet my Lord in a state of fasting. Subhanallah. And it's said that he was whipped so much that the doctor who later analyzed him, he said that I saw caves, that I saw tunnels in his back. And if an elephant was to be whipped so much, that elephant would die. Allahu Akbar. And this is the torture to which Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to which he was subjected. And he said that when he was in prison, a well-wisher said to him that, why don't you just spare yourself and just agree by what they are saying? And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu anhu, a great teacher, he says to him, he says, take a look outside. Can you see outside? And that person, he looks outside. And what that person sees is he sees thousands of people. And each and every one of those has a pen, or whatever they had in that day, and a parchment, ready and waiting to write. And this he explains to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu, he says that this is what I see. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu, he says, you see, that those people you see out there, they are waiting, listening to every word I have to say, for they are going to jot it down, they are going to write it down, and this knowledge will spread for the generations. He says, how can I concede to that belief which is against the beliefs of the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam? Subhanallah. It's mentioned that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu, throughout his life, every single day, he would recite 300 cycles, 300 units of prayer, extra prayer, 300. And whilst in prison, after being subjected to torture too, it said that every single day he recited 150, he performed 150 units of prayer every single day. Subhanallah. And every single week, he would recite the Quran completely, one whole time. Every single week he would recite the Quran once. And my dear Islamic brothers, throughout his whole life, even up until the end of his life, he would always fight against the shaitan, fight against any difficulty that faced him. And then, when Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu, when he did pass away, it said that he had the greatest or the biggest funeral prayer ever known before his time or after. So miracles of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abbas Ad-Duri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, he narrates from his neighbor. He says that my neighbor tells me that he was advised to go to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu to ask him to do dua for him. Why? Because his mother was disabled. So that person, he says that I went to the house of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and an old woman, she attended the door. And I explained to her my situation, that I have come to ask for dua from Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then this person, he says that after Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu, he said that he walked away from the house. And as he was walking away, this woman, she came after him. And she says, oh son, don't worry, I heard Ahmad bin Hanbal reciting dua for your mother. This person, he continues, he walks to his own house. And he says that as he was approaching his house, he saw his mother at the door welcoming her in. Subhanallah. She was welcoming him into the house. When Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu did dua, immediately, this was a means for her cure. Subhanallah. This was not the only thing. My dear Islamic brothers, is mentioned that after Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu passed away, that his son Salih radiallahu anhu, he would wear the garment of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal whenever he would teach hadith and whenever he would be teaching. And once, unfortunately, his house, it burned down. And it said that he was in exile, he was extremely sad that my house has burned down. And when the fire had finished, he went and he viewed the remains, trying to identify each and every item, until he came across the same garment of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu. And he describes, he says, that everything, every item, every possession of mine, it was lost, it was burned. And I am not worried about this. He says, but alhamdulillah, the garment of my father, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that remained unaffected. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, unfortunately, again, we have come towards the end of our silsila, the adornment of the saints. I encourage you to watch Madini channel regularly, watch Madini channel every single day, so that we may learn and benefit from this. And also, whatever you learn, go and teach it to others, and try to implement it in your own lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true love of the awliya Allah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us the ability to enact or try to emulate these great sins. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Is the body and its soul.